Managing the Nonprofit Organization, Practices and Principles, author Peter F. Drucker. We know that the ability of government to perform social tasks is very limited, but we also know that the nonprofit discharge is a much bigger job than taking care of specific needs. The nonprofit institution neither supplies goods or services, nor controls. Its product is changed human being. It is much more than just getting extra money to do vital work. The mission comes first. The first task of the leader is to make sure that everybody sees the mission, hear it, and live it. And yet, mission needs to be thought through. It needs to be changed. At the same time, the mission is always long range. It needs short range efforts and very often short range results. And yet, it starts out with a long range objective. What do we do today? Do is the critical word. But we also need to be result-driven. Yes, need is always a reason, but by itself is not enough. There also have to be results. It is a very good rule when you do anything as a leader to ask yourself, what are my first priorities? And what are the organization's first priorities? What should they be? These are the action agenda. From mission to performance. Strategy converts a nonprofit institution's mission and objectives into performance. The whole point of strategy is not to look at recipients as people who receive bounty to whom the nonprofit does good. They are customers who have to be satisfied. All of the strategies begin with research. They require organized attempts to find out who the customer is, what is of value to the customer, and how the customer buys. You don't start out with your product, but with the end, which is a satisfied customer. The most important knowledge is the potential customer, the customer who really needs the service, wants the service, but not in the way in which it is available today. The next step in nonprofit strategy is the training of your own people. Training doesn't apply only to the employees. Training volunteers may be even more essential, especially in an organization in which volunteers are the interface with the customers, with the public. The question always before the nonprofit executive is, what should our services do for the customer that is of importance to that customer? Then think through how the service should be structured, be offered, be staffed. Managing for performance. Performance is the ultimate test of any institution. Every nonprofit institution exists for the sake of performance in changing people and society. Yet, performance is also one of the truly difficult areas for the executive in the nonprofit institution. One starts with the mission, and that is exceedingly important. The mission is something that transcends today, but guides today, and informs today. Only when a nonprofit's key performance areas are defined can it really set goals. Good intentions, good policies, and good decisions must turn into effective actions. This is who is accountable. This is, in other words, the work for which we are responsible. People in relationships. There are people working in nonprofit organizations that businesses have no experience dealing with. Not only is the number of volunteers increasing, they're also taking on more and more leadership functions. This trend is likely to continue as we have many more older people in our society who are capable of working physically and mentally and are also eager to stay active, to stay involved, and to contribute. Altogether, the nonprofit executive deals with a greater variety of stakeholders and constituents than the average business executive. The nonprofit institution's relationship with its donors, for instance, is not known to business enterprises. A company's shareholders and customers have completely different expectations from donors. The nonprofit board also plays a very different role from the company board. It is more active, and at the same time, more of a resource if managed properly, and more of a problem if not managed properly. Because of the complexity of relationships for the nonprofit executive, it is important to understand and apply what we know about the management of people and the management of relationships, and we know a good deal. The less control you have over people in the old-fashioned sense by fear, disciplining them, demoting them, or not promoting them, the more important it is that they have a clear assignment for which they themselves take responsibility. The nonprofit must be information-based. It must be structured around the information that flows up from the individuals doing the work to the people at the top, the ones who are accountable, and around information flowing down, too. The nonprofit board is both the tool of the nonprofit chief executive and the chief executive's conscience. The chief executive must develop a clear work plan for the board. A nonprofit executive must manage even a board that is elected by outside forces and that cannot be dismissed by the professional executive. The next responsibility is to make sure that the people with whom you work and on whom you depend understand what you intend to concentrate on and what you should be held accountable for. Developing yourself. Developing your strengths does not mean ignoring your weaknesses. On the contrary, one is always conscious of them. But one can only overcome weakness by developing strengths. Next, you work on the tasks to be done, the opportunities to be explored, and you start with the task, not with yourself. The two have to meet, and the two have to match. Effective self-development must proceed along two parallel streams. One is improvement, to do better what you already do reasonably well. The second is change, to do something different. Change when you are successful, not when you're in trouble. Self-development becomes self-renewal when you walk a different path, become aware of a different horizon, move toward a different destination. This is a time when outside help, a mentor, can provide useful help. The more achievement-minded and successful you are, the more likely you are to be immersed in the task at hand, immersed, above all, in the urgent. A wise outsider who knows what you are trying to do, who has often been doing similar things, is the one who can ask you, "Does it still make sense? Are you still getting the most out of yourself?" Self-development is neither a philosophy nor good intentions. Self-renewal is not a warm glow. Both are action. You become a bigger person, yes, but most of all, you become a more effective and committed person. So, I conclude by asking you to ask yourself, what will you do tomorrow as a result of reading this book? And what will you stop doing? The nonprofit institution neither supplies goods or services, nor controls. Its product is neither a pair of shoes nor an effective regulation. Its product is a changed human being. They increasingly give the individual the ability to perform and to achieve. Precisely because volunteers do not have the satisfaction of a paycheck, they have to get more satisfaction out of their contribution. They have to be managed as unpaid staff.